Okay, so we're here in John chapter 8, and we hear about the three Hebrew young men, Daniel's companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Ananias, Azariah, and Mishael, their Hebrew names. So today in the gospel, we see and hear Jesus distinguishing between sin and sins. Well, what does that mean? Sin and sins. Between the underlying disease and its many symptoms. So we all have this underlying disease of sin. When St. John Vianney, the curator of Ars, was asked what wisdom he had gained about human nature from his many years of hearing confessions, he responded, "People are much sadder than they seem." We all are sick. We are all sick. But we'll get to the end of this passage today that Jesus came to set us free. We'll get to that. But we are all sadder. St. John Vianney said, "People are much sadder than they seem." Another famous Catholic and philosopher and writer, Blaise Pascal, says this about Christianity. Christianity rests on the simple fact that all people are unhappy. Well, that also sounds kind of gloomy. The universal, enduring, and stubborn sadness is sin. This universal, enduring, and stubborn sadness is sin. That's Blaise Pascal. The spiritual frustration, this inner warfare, this debility of soul is sin. Today we hear at the end of this gospel, John chapter 8, that one of the phrases that John Paul II liked best, "The truth will set you free." Everyone wants freedom, but many can be confused about it, each and every one of us. Do we really know what it means to be free? For many, it is the equivalent of doing as one likes or doing whatever we want without limits. But Jesus is not telling this. Jesus is not selling this. Jesus Christ relates freedom with truth. Jesus, God, was infinitely free. And there we see him on the cross, nailed, immobilized, yet serene, and apologizing for our offenses. So can we guess what freedom is useful for? Jesus shows us it's love. It's all about love. Not to play. Whoever spends his life by playing ends up by being enslaved by the play. Whoever spends life sinning ends up enslaved to the sin. And this is a profound and deep thought. Jesus wants to set us free. The truth that sets us free is that we can rely on the Son of God. We can rely on Jesus to accomplish us or accompany us and protect us in the furnaces of life's challenges. Amen.